Hello everyone. Welcome to the last session of Microsoft Ignite New Zealand 2016. My name's Damien and I'm here to talk to you about Universal Windows Platform apps on the Xbox One. Oh my God. So to start us off, I'm gonna quickly explain a few things about what UWP is. Take a look at some of the design principles around that and how to build a good UWP experience. And then we'll take a look at what's different about Xbox and the TV experience. Some of the design concepts you need to take into account for that kind of thing. And then we'll take a look at how to actually do this in Visual Studio on the Xbox One right now. Okay, so what is the Universal Windows Platform? Back in the early days of, well, not too early. So when the Windows Store first came out in Windows 8, we also had Windows Phone 7, which were two completely different platforms. So it took some time, and then after the great convergence of Windows 10, you can now build a UWP app where that same app package can be deployed and run across any device running Windows 10. So that's a desktop, a tablet, a phone, an Xbox, a HoloLens, Internet of Things device. So that stuff's pretty cool. And Microsoft are continually adding to that platform, which is what we're going to talk about today with the Xbox. So with this platform, we also get a whole lot of controls out of the box to help us build for this wide range of devices. So things like adaptive layouts, visual state triggers. We also get multiple input devices handled out of the box. So that's keyboard, mouse, touch, Xbox controllers, a whole range of things. And then we also get extension SDKs for the specific devices to allow us to light up features on the specific platform we're on. So you can do mobile stuff on a mobile, Xbox stuff on an Xbox, and still use the same app package to deploy and publish your app. So that's really cool. So I'm going to talk a fair bit about design before we start, because when you're building a TV and Xbox experience, it's very important for your users. So we'll start off with the Universal Windows Platform design guidelines or principles. So these are the principles for all UWP apps across any platform. They start off by saying keep it simple. So your app should be simple, easy to use, effortless UI. And then they say, make it personal. So people want to make technology their own, and they want to be part of the experience of your apps. And then think universal. So an experience that works for some users may not work for others, and you kind of need to take that into account. And then lastly, it's create delight. So users are after app experiences that are engaging and enjoyable to actually use. How many of us are developing UWP apps at the moment or have in the past? Oh, yeah, a couple. I'm going to assume you're all building awesome apps and I don't need to cover too much about this. But if you did want to learn more info, dev.windows.com/design has the whole spec of design, the design language for the Universal Windows Platform. So that covers everything from layouts to typography, colors, input interactions, animations. Everything will be up there. All right, let's get into Xbox. So the Xbox and TV experience is commonly referred to as the 10-foot experience. It's about 3 meters, just. And this these are the design principles specific for that experience. So you also have the UWP design principles, so like double design principles. And then you start off with simple. So that's double simple for Xbox. Think of it as less content density. So similar content density to like a mobile device. You kind of want, I guess less is more in that kind of situation. And for Xbox, on the big screen, you're quite far away. So you kind of want to make it obvious what's going on. excuse me. The next one is coherent. So with the different input devices, you want to make it clear to the user how they actually interact with your app, what they can do, what they can't do. And then lastly, it's captivating. So the experience should be immersive and cinematic. You need to put content in front because content is key on a TV experience. Okay, other than being a bit further away from it, the TV experience also differs because of the input. So we've got controllers and remote controls here. They differ very much from a keyboard and mouse experience because you kind of have to use a joypad or a D-pad or something. You don't get the quite the same precision that you do from a mouse. We'll cover that a bit more later. And then even developing for something as new as the Xbox One, we still have to deal with some legacy. And TVs are no exception. So as part of the design guidelines, there are two sections on TV safety. One is colors and the other is the safe area. So colors, it's kind of recommended that you don't use full colors or full blacks or full whites, mainly because TVs or some TVs don't display these colors very well. They might get some vibration, or I guess full white is actually just a jarring experience for people. Oop. And then the TV safe area, because there are some TVs that don't actually display the full image on the screen, so they kind of crop it a bit. You have to kind of take that into account when you're developing apps. All right, so let's take a look at how we get set up on the Xbox One. A couple of months ago, Microsoft released dev mode activation to all retail Xbox Ones running the anniversary update. So you can go to the store on your Xbox, download the dev mode activation app, and switch your console into dev mode. After that, you can then just deploy from Visual Studio, which I'll show you guys later. So I'm not going to go through this process because it takes a bit, but it's quite simple, and all you need is the app. You need a Dev Center account to actually activate it, and Visual Studio 2015 Update 3 to deploy to it. All right, let's switch over to the Xbox. So I've got my Xbox One, One S plugged in here. It's currently in dev mode. So an important thing to note between dev mode and retail mode, they're two completely separate operating systems. So your games won't be carried across to dev mode, and your apps that you install in dev mode won't be carried across to retail mode. And anytime you want to play a game, you have to switch back to retail mode. So it's a bit annoying like that. But it also lets you deploy at any time from Visual Studio. And it gives you some really cool features. So you get this dev mode, dev home tile over here, which you go into it and kind of gives you like an overview of what's going on in the dev mode of your Xbox. So you can pair it with Visual Studio. So you need to do this to be able to publish the apps. You also get this remote management, which lets you log into your device from a browser and manage it from there. So I'll just... All right, there we go. So this is the remote management for my Xbox One that's running right here. So this kind of shows you some of the apps that are running. You can install app packages right from this screen. You can also manage the Xbox Live test accounts, view the files that are on the device. This is really handy if you're saving files to the device and you want to try and debug those. You get performance monitors, so you can kind of see how your apps are running. And you have some network tools. So this shows you what's going on in the network. You can also attach a Fiddler session and upload a Fiddler certificate down here. So that's pretty cool. Gives you a lets you kind of debug everything that's going on in the app. All right. So what I'm going to do is just do a file new project and deploy something to my Xbox. So today I'm just going to be looking at C# XAML apps, but you can also use JavaScript, HTML, C++, DirectX. All of those will work through Visual Studio and deploy to your Xbox One. So I'm just going to start with a blank app. Let's call it App 1. So first of all, you get this target platform screen. This kind of lets you target a minimum Windows 10 version. So you can see the different versions of Windows 10 there. I'm just going to stick with the Anniversary Edition. So to do this kind of stuff on your Xbox, you need at least the Anniversary update installed on it, and then you can download the dev mode activation. All right. So I'm just going to run this locally. So this is just a new project of a Windows Universal app. And as you can see, that's running on my Windows PC right now. I'm not going to do any changes to it, and I'm just going to push it up to the Xbox. But before I show that, there are a couple of apps on Windows that can help you develop for Xbox as well. One really good one is the Xbox Home app, but I'm not connected to the internet, so I can't really show that. But alternatively, there's one called Xbox Dev Mode Companion. So these two apps kind of just let you stream from your Xbox One to your Windows PC. So I'm going to connect to my Xbox and hopefully stream it. There we go. So now I see what the Xbox does. I can use this controller, or I have a controller plugged into my PC. So that's pretty cool. That's really handy if you're not in the same room as your Xbox. Okay. So now I'm going to set this over to remote machine and connect to my Xbox One. And then deploy it. So the first time you connect and try and deploy to your Xbox One, it will ask you for a PIN to pair your Visual Studio with your Xbox One. To do this, you go into that dev home and then go to pair Visual Studio, and it will give you that PIN that you then input. So hopefully I've already done that and it will deploy. So this is just installing the Universal Windows app as it would normally on a Windows PC, but now it's on the Xbox. So if I switch over, you can see it's starting to run my app. And with some luck, it will open. There we go. Okay. So this is the same app package, same code that was running on my Windows PC, now running on the Xbox. We've got this cool mouse cursor thing. It's a bit unexpected. Okay. So that kind of shows you how to deploy. Now, let's talk about building good apps for the Xbox. So out of the box, UWP gives you a lot of good things for the Xbox One. So if you were to just deploy your current UWP app to your Xbox One, you get a few things out of the box, like scale factor applied by default. So the scale factor for the Xbox One is 200%. You get a TV safe box applied. So that will kind of crop your app by default, so you don't have to deal with TV safe area. You also get that mouse emulation that you kind of saw. Microsoft kind of say this is an acceptable method. I don't really. So I'm going to talk about how to make some great experiences for the Xbox. So let's look at how we can optimize this app to get a better experience on the Xbox and on the TV. So here we've got that same app example and then an optimized version on the Xbox. So here you see we don't have mouse emulation anymore. We're using the XY focus. So you can clearly see what items selected and where the user is, so what they can actually interact with. We also account for the TV safe area ourselves by letting content bleed, but interaction points within that safe area. We're also using TV safe colors. To help this, you can switch to the dark theme. And that's kind of recommended because it's less jarring on the user. You can also see, because of our scale factor, we've got less density. So there's less content on the screen. Users can see the content much more clear. You can also integrate with the system media transport controls. This will mean you'll get the playback controls on the remote out of the box to work with your app. And of course, using adaptive layout to account for snap taps. So snap taps are a little strange on the Xbox at the moment. You can't build snap taps, but apps can snap to you. So you kind of have to take into account that something might be snapped on your side. I imagine you'll be able to build an app that snaps at some point, but not today. All right. So I mentioned controller and remote interaction. I think this is one of the key points for experiences on the Xbox and on the TV. Because it's the only way, or the main way, that users will interact with your app. So XY Focus kind of handles a lot of this for you. So if you use, if you navigate right on the D-pad, you'd expect the selection to go to the right. If you navigate down, you expect it to go down. However, you can also use the mouse emulation for a few different controls if you need that kind of fine grain interaction. So XY Focus is recommended for most UI surfaces, but if you're putting in like a web browser control or something, you may want to switch to mouse emulation. So you can kind of do this both at the application level and at the control level. So application.requires_pointer. By default, this is set to auto, and it should. So if you set that to when requested, this will mean you're using XY Focus everywhere except the controls that you tell it not to. So then if you have a web browser control, you can set the control.requires_pointer to one of these two options, and then you'll get that mouse emulation inside that specific control, which is super handy if you are displaying web content in your app. There are also a couple of ways to customize your XY Focus if that's what you're using. So first of all, when you're looking for focus control, well, when the system is looking for focus controls, it checks these two properties. So is tab stop true, and if the control is visible. If those two things are valid, then your control can be focusable. You can also override the directional focus with these direction focus properties. So if you might have an odd layout in your app and it's not a perfect grid, so you can tell a specific control what should be on the left of it, what should be on the right of it, so that a user is helped through the app experience like that. All right, so let's look at some of these things in action. So here I've got a quick sample app. I'll just run it on my PC to show you. It's kind of just a grid with comic book images. Oh, that's the wrong one. So as I mentioned before, this controller is plugged into my PC. So after the anniversary update, you also get controller support in your UWP apps running on Windows. So I can navigate through this list with the controller. That's pretty cool. However, we're still not optimized for the Xbox One. So let's run it on the Xbox and see what we get. So we're kind of going to assume that it'll look pretty much the same as it did on the PC, hopefully. I haven't actually changed any code to optimize it for the Xbox yet. Okay. Well, while that's happening, we can kind of look at the XAML designer here. So in update 3 of Visual Studio, damn it. In the update 3, it gives you a whole range of other devices, one of which is the Xbox. So you can kind of see what it would potentially look like on the Xbox with that scale factor applied and that resolution. Do this every time. Sorry, I had the app running. All right, so now that should deploy to my Xbox. So let's... leave that for now. So when you're deploying or developing apps for the Xbox and for UWP in general, sometimes in the code you may want to know what platform you're actually running on. And that's exposed through this through the analytics info, .version info, .device family. So you can see there's a couple of different devices that you can target. There's more than that. There's HoloLens and Surface Hub, but these are just the ones that I'm using at the moment. So you can kind of detect where you're running in code. You may need to do that to change the flow of your app on the Xbox instead of a PC. So you saw in that preview before, we had mouse emulation. So this line will turn that off across the application. And then you also saw it was white. I kind of want to make it the dark theme, just so it's easier on the eyes. We can do that here. So these two check if the app is running on the Xbox and then applies those to the app. And then I'm doing a similar thing here for TV safe colors. So if it's on the Xbox, I'm applying a TV safe color resource file, which is just a bunch of color overrides. So let's try and run that again. Okay. Not sure why it's taking so long. There we go. Okay. So you can see a few of those things have been applied. We've got the dark theme. We've got XY focus. Cool. That's looking pretty good. So now I kind of want to customize that view specific for the Xbox device. So there are a couple of different ways to do this. In mainpage.xaml, I can create an adaptive trigger and some view states based on that trigger specific for the Xbox. That way is kind of good if you're not changing the UI too much. But then you can also override the entire XAML file with this naming convention. So mainpage. Device family dash xbox.xaml. So that means this XAML file will be used instead of the other one. So this one has a few minor details. Has a second line of code there, a text view that says this is an Xbox view. And it also has more margin on the images, so you can kind of clearly see where things are. So I'm going to deploy that again. There we go. So now that should run up, start my main page with that new XAML file. So there, as you can see, we've got this is the Xbox view. There's some margin on the items to make it a little more clearer. Of course, you can also do things around the resource files with the same naming conventions. So if you wanted to override specific colors or control styles, that kind of thing, you can do that based on the platform as well. So if I just go back here and run this locally, it should look exactly the way it did before with the white theme, and it won't say Xbox. There we go. So that kind of shows you how to override some of the simple things so you can utilize UWP, same package, across multiple platforms. These techniques also work for the mobile and IoT devices. It's across all UWP devices. So you guys probably want to see something a bit more advanced than a different checkbox, a different text view and color theme, right? That's kind of the simple stuff, but it shows you how powerful it is and how you can change your UI and your code based on what platform you are and still utilize the same app package across all these devices. So Microsoft had developed a couple of different sample apps to help with Xbox Dev. I'm just going to show off one of them at the moment. This is a news app. It's kind of a list of stories with a couple of images. Reasonably simple. So yeah, this one's a news app. All the code for this does is exactly what I've just shown you. It checks the device. There are a few different changes in the code. They do the same theme change that I do. They also turn off mouse mode emulation. So this is the Windows app for it. You can kind of see there's a fair bit of content here, and it is some tiny buttons and that kind of thing. So it is kind of designed for a keyboard and mouse experience. And yeah, it's got the back button support. So if I then let's deploy that onto the Xbox now. So this is going to deploy exactly the same code onto the Xbox and utilize those platform features such as naming convention XAMLs. So you can see here it has a specific XAML file for their main page as well. They also have a similar check here. So if it is Xbox, they also apply TV safe colors. They also have this next line, which removes the TV safe area. So that kind of lets you expand your app to the full bounds of the display. So that kind of gives you more of an experience if you want to bleed content around the edges and have a cinematic experience as well. All right. So this is that sample app I just shown. Hopefully it should look a little different to what we saw in the Windows app. Kind of There we go. So you can see here, it's a lot less content. They've gone for a side menu rather than just listing all the items. And you can see there's clear focus on what item you're actually on. These are meant to be images, but I have no internet. So yeah, it kind of shows you how you can utilize a TV experience using the controller and the remote to clearly show the user where they are. So if I then go to the left, it also sets the opacity on that main menu so you can see clearly that you're on the side here. And you also get sounds. So sounds are built into the UWP from the anniversary update. And depending on what device you're on, you'll get sounds on controls added by default. So if you're on the Xbox, you automatically get movement sounds, like these ones, invoke sounds, and then there's a back sound. So you automatically get all of that out of the box on Xbox without doing anything, but those are not turned on Windows. You can, of course, override them if you really wanted to. And if you're building your own custom controls, it's recommended you integrate with the sound player. Okay. So that's kind of a quick demo on how you can customize your apps for the Xbox. If you're after some more samples, like that one I just showed you, github.com/Microsoft/appdevxbox. There are about 5 or 6 different samples up there with a whole range of things. So they've got their news app. There's an audio player one. There's one built with Unity. There's, a couple of different ones. It's a really good resource for it. Another great example of this is the Xbox app on Windows or the Xbox Home experience on the Xbox. So this is the Xbox app running on a PC. You can see there's a lot of content, lots of tiny buttons around, really designed for keyboard and mouse. Whereas if we have a look at the Xbox Home experience on an Xbox, you can see there's hardly any content up there. And it's super clear where you are focused and your engagement points. So, and then kind of uses the pivot controls up the top there to display, to change around the content. Whereas on the Windows, you kind of had different lists. So that's a good example of how to create a more engaging experience. So this is actually putting content front and center for the users. And then to publish our apps, the Windows Store is now open for anyone to publish an Xbox One app. And this image kind of shows you the power of UWP. So you can upload a single package, and to push it to all these different devices, you check this box. So I can upload a package for Windows and just allow it on the Xbox. Obviously, you'd want to optimize it a bit first. But I think that's really powerful, and that the store has been open about 2 months now. So go and publish some apps there. Okay, so let's go over what we've done. So we've had a look at the design principles for UWP for Xbox and how we can use those in our apps to create better experiences. We've had a look at the controller and the remote focus and how input interaction can create experiences for our users using intuitive UI. Cool. And then we had a look at how customizing our UI for the app based on different platforms and how to deal with TV safety slides there. So that's pretty much everything I've got to cover. The slides, the sample code will be up on my GitHub with all the resources that I've been using. Go check that out. Any questions? So the question was, is there much of a vetting process or approval for the Windows Store? There is. Do you know?
It's pretty similar to the regular Windows apps. Same process. The only difference is that they will not accept the game. You want to submit a game, you need to get a game to the Xbox, well, for the Xbox, you need to go through the IDF Xbox program. And otherwise, it's pretty much the same thing. And in fact, I used VLC the other night on my Xbox to watch some movies on the drive. So that was cool.
So the submission and approval process is pretty similar. Does that mean it is vetted, or is it still random selection?
It's vetted as much as a Windows app is that it goes to Windows.
You're not going to tell us any more about that? Okay. Anyone else? Nope. Cool. All right. That's about it. Thanks for coming, guys. Enjoy the rest of it.